All right, it's 2:05 on DGS. Rachel, Andrew, and yours truly here. Sue Thomas is in with us, obviously.
Hi.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
In case everybody missed the beginning of the show, and I know we talked about it a little bit, Dave's mom did pass away this morning. So that's why Dave's not here, and he'll be back when the time comes. We've all been in touch. Rachel read one of the hundreds of messages that have been posted on the DGS Facebook page.
You know what? That really helps.
Yeah. Dave really has said that. He really is enjoying it.
That's so nice of people.
And then after we did the segment, he had listened to us in the last hour. He said, great job, guys, and all that. And he said, feel free to pass along her last joke.
Oh, okay.
So this is Mama Glover's last joke. He said, just this week, I'm just reading Dave's text. Because this is what he said to do. He said, feel free to pass along her last joke. He said, just this week when she was still communicating, we asked her who was president and when she was born. Who was president when she was born? And without missing a beat, she said, I think there was still a king.
Oh,
that's really good, man.
It was very, very funny.
Yeah, that is really good. And obviously, you know, we're all texting with Dave and I wish we could be helping him out, but, you know, somebody's going to do this, and he obviously, you know, I've joked, Sue, you've known Dave a long time, but that, not joked, but just said a few times that, you know, this show, the best thing, one of the great things about this show and one of Dave's great strengths is he can go from something difficult, something sad, something serious, whatever it is, and then go right into regular old normal DGS programming. So we're just going to follow that pattern.
I like it. It's a gift that he has, for sure.
Yeah, amongst many. But yeah, I think it fits with the style, and it certainly fits with how he handles things, and look forward to getting Dave back in here when the time is right for him to do that. Good to have you in, Sue, as always.
Thank you.
It's good to have... how long is it now for you being with DGS?
Oh, I'm much newer than Rachel and
okay,
Andrew.
So you're newer than them, but you're more veteran than me. Because
yes.
I'm only like 2 years.
I don't know, Rachel.
I feel like it was like 2018.
Okay,
yeah, so good run. I'd say 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Right. Good. So you guys are all veterans. I'm still the rookie. Well, rookie-ish, right? I may be in my second year, but I'm still the newbie.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I love it. That's my favorite show of all time.
Yep,
I'm dead serious.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I've had shows that have my name on them, and this is my favorite show of all time.
Agreed. Totally get that.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. All right, so in typical DGS fashion, we're just going to keep moving along. And Sue, you were mentioning you're a big Olympics fan.
I love the Summer Olympics particularly.
Yeah, the opening ceremonies are going on now. I'm sure they'll be televised later on tonight here in the States.
They're supposed to be here tonight, but this one, instead of being in, I'm sure everybody knows this, but instead of being in a stadium, they're going to be floating down, 10,000 athletes floating down the Seine River. Ooh. I just think that's going to be so cool.
Yes. That's cool.
I've seen some of the clips.
Have you?
On Twitter.
I'm trying not to cheat.
I won't tell you anything, but I've seen him. It looks pretty cool, yeah.
And they say that, I did a dive on this today. They say the last Olympics that were held in Paris were 100 years ago in 1924.
Cool.
And I thought, okay, well, that's cool. Who was like a star, an American star of the 1924 Olympics? And one of them was Johnny Weissmuller, who turned out to be Tarzan later.
Whoa.
Yes. He won 2 Olympic golds, I think, in swimming. He was a freestyle swimmer.
Yep. And one, I think that's why they chose him for Tarzan.
Probably. And one in water polo. They got a bronze for the men's water polo team. But I just thought that was really cool. And then I went down on a deep dive onto the old Johnny Weissmuller. And he was in the 30s and the 40s. They used to, you guys, we only had 3 or 4 channels. Channel 11 here would run old Tarzan movies on Sunday. And that's who I always think of. And it was Johnny Weissmuller. I had no idea that he was an Olympic champion.
Yeah.
Is that who you had the big crush on, Sue?
No, that was...
Because I know
was
you had
animated Batman.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Animated Batman.
For some reason, I was thinking Tarzan.
Cartoon Batman.
Come on, it was the good cartoon.
Cartoon Batman.
I also thought that animated Batman was hot whenever I was a child.
Yes.
And still today, you know?
Yes. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
If he were real.
I feel like I'm in I'm like sitting listening to Garth talk about Bugs Bunny.
Every woman's fantasy.
Bugs Bunny was pretty.
That jaw. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is. It was the jaw.
Yeah, yeah, the jaw.
I was like, whoa.
And you know, He had two pennies to rub together.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Andrew.
Just saying.
Exactly.
You have a little money. He can take good care of you.
Dangerous job, but
Some
antisocial tendencies, but you know. But he's not. He fights for the good.
I didn't say I wanted to marry him. Oh. I just said that he was a fine looking individual.
He's a great looking cartoon. Somebody drew him really well.
That's right.
Rach, you have a list of Olympic. Is it facts?
Yeah, I have stats and facts to kick off the 2024 Summer Olympics that we are all so excited for. Here's the first fun fact: over 10,000 athletes from 206 different nations and territories will compete in the games this year. It's actually more than 206 because of the Refugee Olympic team, which has athletes from lots of places. Team USA has over 500 athletes.
Wow.
That is so cool.
That is so cool.
There are 329 events across 32 sports, including four sports they're testing out this year: surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, and break dancing.
I'm so excited for those types of new events.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not going to watch the breakdancing stuff, but I think it's cool. I think it's cool that, because first of all, if that had been done in the 1980s, it would have been perfect. It's a little past its prime.
Yeah. I said this to the kids yesterday, and by the kids, I mean one producer. And I said, the kids, they know about breakdancing, and Abby, the producer, said, yeah. Oh, yeah, we know about the breakdancing. I just feel like it was an 80s thing. I had no idea it was still a thing.
Well, Andrew does it.
Well, yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
He's a break dancer.
But if ballroom dancing can be an Olympic sport, then break dancing can be, because one's way more athletic than the other.
That's a good point.
And I'm not saying ballroom dancing isn't hard.
Yeah, oh, it is, I'm sure.
It's very precise, I'm sure, but it's not like...
You're not spinning on your head.
Yes, you're not spinning on your head.
It'll be interesting to see how they judge that. I guess you get points for doing certain different things.
For moves.
Yeah.
Kind of like gymnastics, they have different things they have to do on the floor exercise,
difficulty
right?
level.
The floor exercise is always one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like the air time that they get is just like, I know that the floor is springy, but still, they're like 10 feet in the air.
I like the balance beam a lot because it just breaks my brain that someone could do that. Like, first of all, to do a backflip is like, I could never in a million years, but you're doing it on this little... beam. It's insane.
The synchronized swimming, which I know everyone makes fun of. I love it. First of all, how do you hold your breath that long? Now, I can't watch it for hours, Kevin, but I'll sit down and watch a couple, and it's freaky. They've got perfect makeup, the hair stuff. How do they hold the breath? It's crazy.
And they're always smiling.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
You guys want another Olympic fun fact?
Yes.
Since the first modern games in 1896, 10 sports have been dropped. They include croquet, polo, lacrosse, tug of war, and motorboating.
Huh.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's like actual motorboat.
Like, that's a different kind of show.
Yes. And I love this fun fact. This is so cool. I did not know this. Between the Olympics and the Paralympics, around 5,000 medals will be handed out, and each one has over half an ounce of iron from the Eiffel Tower mixed in.
That is so cool.
That's not bad.
That's pretty neat.
That's not bad. I'm not usually into those kind of things, but that's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
But where are they? Hopefully they're replacing pieces.
No,
just cutting stuff off.
It's all spindly looking now.
I guess they have an excess, or there was some place, you know, when they repair things, they take out some and use it for stuff.
That's actually brilliant.
It is.
Because you have to repair it, and then you take that out and you sell it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could buy that. I'm going to look. Can I buy some of the Eiffel Tower?
That's just genius. Between the opening ceremonies on the Seine and... that kind of stuff. You could tell they've thought about... talk about the details. Good grief.
The youngest and the oldest athletes this year are both on Team USA. Gymnast Hesley Rivera just turned 16 last month.
Wow.
And Stefan Peters will compete in dressage, the fancy horse dancing event. He's 59 years old, and this is his sixth Olympics.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What country again was he?
Team USA.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay, USA.
We've got the oldest and the youngest.
USA.
We're awesome.
USA.
That's the creepiest way I've ever heard the USA chant.
I was trying to think of a way to do that for dressage.
Let's see here.
Because you can't yell, right? Is it like tennis? You got to be like quiet?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would assume they're not like, yeah, you're doing a great job, as they're like trotting around.
Way to make your horse walk sideways. Yeah.
59% of American adults plan to watch at least some of the events this year, and around 4 billion people around the world will watch.
4 billion?
4 billion.
Dang. That's, wow.
And that's why they pay the big bucks for the rights fees.
Man.
And keep in mind, like NBC has the rights in the U.S., but there are different rights holders in France and the U.K. and Germany, and I'm assuming China, Russia. I'm assuming everywhere in the world shows the Olympics.
There was a story out today that said there are 40 different cameras ready for, well, that's already happened, but the opening ceremonies alone.
Whoa, that's so cool.
That
this
is awesome.
I'm really excited for the Olympics
Me
to start
too.
Up.
So the Cardinals get it going again this weekend after a day off yesterday, taking on the Washington Nationals at Busch Stadium. That'll be followed by the Texas Rangers. Rick, so both of the teams that have played in our nation's capital, both of the franchises, because the Rangers were the Senators before becoming the Rangers, and obviously the Nationals were the Expos before coming the Nationals.
How about that? You are a wealth of information, Kevin, on this Friday. So happy Friday to you. So the Nationals, we saw that. They're also, we also, on the last road trip, we had the high broadcast booth trip because we were in D.C. and Pittsburgh, which, you know, as John Rudin likes to say, the game's a rumor from the broadcast booth. So there's always some symmetry in this game if you look for it hard enough.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, obviously, you know, we're at the fun time of year, Rick. It's all fun, but I mean, you know, the deadline's coming up. You're in the final 2 months now of the regular season here. In just about a week, we'll be into August. So, you know, this is getting serious time.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, so, you know, you feel like it's like the fifth time. I feel like maybe it's the fifth time that I've said it's a good time to make a push. And maybe all times are good times to make pushes. But honestly, you know, things can go in one direction or another when you start getting into August. And, you know, the training deadline is here. And it's like, okay, how's that going to impact things? A lot of teams will go, you know, vastly in one direction or another based on what they do in the next week. And so you gotta make up ground against the teams that are sellers, and you've got to find a way to compete against the teams that are getting better, and you got to find a way to make yourself better.
We're looking at this earlier, Rick, and I was talking about it with Matt Pauley a bit yesterday, but you got two lefties starting for Washington in this series. And lefties have been a real problem for the Cardinals all season long. I looked up some numbers, like second to last in baseball against lefties in batting average and slugging and things like that. But when in D.C., they faced all lefties, won 3 out of 4, and scored 7 runs, 6 runs, 8 runs, and 6 runs. So I guess not all lefties are equal.
Well, I mean, I've known that my whole life, trust me, because I've been around a lot of them. But that's true. And clearly lefties have been a problem for the Cardinals, generally speaking. Mackenzie Gore, by the way, just had a terrible game against the Cardinals in pitcher and had a really bad day. And I'm what was up with him, but he wasn't throwing strikes. I mean, he was just not the Mackenzie Gore that I've seen before. So I wouldn't expect him to be a pushover this time. So, I mean, you're going to still have to work to beat these guys. And clearly, it's not much of a secret anymore that if you've got some lefties and the Cardinals are there, at least at this point, it's not a bad idea to find a way to get them in a game.
No, and I know, you know, Ollie talked about it after the game the other day in Pittsburgh, after the game against Martin Perez on Wednesday. And he said, look, it's been a problem all year. You know, it probably looks different if you're two veterans, if Goldie and Arenado were playing like Goldie and Arenado, because that balances out the lineup. And you are very lefty heavy outside of those guys and Wilson Contreras.
Yeah, so people would say, well, wouldn't you have figured that out, or didn't you know about it? I don't think anybody saw kind of the struggles that Nolan and Goldie would have in the first half. And on top of that, the expectations for Jordan Walker. You don't want to put great expectations on a young kid, but we all had him, didn't we? I mean, we all thought, wow, there's three powerful dudes. We don't need to get another right-handed bat. Well, you know, I mean, obviously things have not turned out that way, and the guys that have kind of maybe outkicked their coverage just all happen to be left-handed.
No, you're right. That's a good point, Rick, because not only would everybody, not just the front office and the coaching staff, but all of us that are observers, I expected Jordan Walker to be at least a good player this year. I didn't expect Wilson Contreras to miss, you know, 6-7 weeks with a broken wrist. I didn't expect Dylan Carlson to go from a guy who has handled lefties very well to a guy struggling, and I didn't expect seeing Tommy Edmonds still on a rehab assignment coming up into the late July, early August part of the year.
You've just gone down the right-handed plan didn't work. And again, so it's not a lack of planning. It's not a lack of foresight on anybody's part. And that's what, you know, Randy Flores, who just, you know, did the draft for the Cardinals and, you know, a really good pitcher in his own right, he loves to say, you know, baseball happens. I mean, that's his statement. Baseball happens. Yeah. Stuff happens that you do not expect to happen, and you just have to figure out a way to adjust to it. And so now the Cardinals are figuring out a way to adjust to it. And still the uncertainty of just how good are the last 2 months going to be for Arenado and Goldschmidt, I think that still becomes the main question for this team.
Yeah, and of course that's why all of this is why the trade deadline exists. The Cardinals are absolutely not alone in groups of teams that are trying to fix things that they thought they had covered on opening day, but it turns out they need some help, whether it's injuries or lack of performance or whatever. I mean, the Cardinals are just emblematic of what probably 12, 13 teams are going to be trying to do this next few days here, is try to fix things up before the deadline.
So the Phillies took a shot yesterday, and they got a right-handed hitting outfielder who we've seen before from Baltimore, and that wasn't even a name – frankly, Kevin, that I thought when you say, well, we're going to get a right-handed some player, like, well, who is it? Like, you know, you think about a whole bunch of people. But their contract status becomes kind of what's paramount in that. And and what need does the team that is willing to get rid of him, and is he available anyway? I mean, I did not think of Austin Hayes at the time, but that's kind of a classic good plan, I think, for the Philly. Even the Phillies, best team in the National League right now, still trying to get better, and that's I think, what you should be doing.
And talk a bit about, Rick, I mean, you're around the guys. I mean, you travel with the team. You're with them every day on the home stands, and you've been a major league player. Trade deadline time has got to be unsettling for anybody that doesn't have certainty or control.
Yeah, exactly. So for the all-stars and the superstars, you know, they're more likely to say, well, we're going to have to get better. We need to do that. And then if you're the average Joe and, you know, you're kind of in the locker room and you're a supporting cast member, you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, maybe we do need another marquee player, but if there's a marquee player, then that means I'm not going to have a job and I'm going to be playing somewhere else. And I'm going to be now worried about – so you really are – individuals in a team sport, and that is tricky business for baseball players. And you know that doesn't happen at IBM. You know that when they have team meetings, they go, you know, we need to make ourselves better, and we just traded this guy to Hewlett Packard. I mean, that it just doesn't happen in the midst of a business planning. And so you have to recognize that it's still your personal career. Yet you're in a team concept. You care about the organization that you're with, but you recognize that, you know, it's not going to be forever.
Ricky, you're the best. We'll be listening tonight. Have some fun this weekend.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Thanks.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Friday on DGS. Sue Thomas is in, as always. We just heard from Dave. Obviously, Dave is out. His mom passed away this morning, and obviously, we've all been thinking about and talking to, mostly via text, with Dave, but I think he'll be back soon.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It obviously, you know, when you're ready, you're ready. And then, you know, we'll get back to normal as much. I mean, it's, you know, normal will be slow in coming, as we've all understood over time with, you know, losses in the family or friends or whatever. I mean, you know, it takes time to get back to feeling somewhat like the day-to-day routine is normal.
Yep.
But we'll look forward to getting Dave back here in the not too distant future. All right, so we're just picking up with DGS. That's what Dave does, so that's what we're going to do. And fast food news. When Sue Thomas is in, we're doing fast food news.
Which means it does always work out like that.
Yes.
So let's go.
All right. Well, Andrew and I have been talking about Baja Blast quite a bit lately because it is the 20th anniversary of Baja Blast.
What is Baja Blast?
That's really been around 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Baja-versary.
Would you like to explain Baja Blast, Andrew?
It is a nuclear teal Mountain Dew.
Oh,
it's one of the
Taco Bell.
In the dark. It's a Mountain Dew. It's a Taco Bell exclusive. It is lime, predominantly lime flavored.
It's a little stronger than the normal one. It's a little more over the top than the original Mountain Dew, is what I'm saying.
You mean by color
and flavor?
Yeah, it's flavored differently. It's a differently flavored Mountain Dew. Okay. It's more of a lime flavor. It is quite delicious.
As opposed to lemon lime.
Well, they say it's lemon lime. You don't get lemon lime from Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew tastes like Mountain Dew.
I know. I agree.
Taste like lemons. It don't taste like lime.
It's a good way to put it.
It tastes like green.
It just tastes like citrus. It tastes like yellow and green.
Yeah, it tastes like yellow and green.
Well, since it's the 20th anniversary of Mountain Dew Baja Blast, Taco Bell has announced the nationwide launch of Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato.
I'm good.
Gelato.
Yes. So rewards members, Taco Bell rewards members, can find the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato exclusively in the Taco Bell app at participating locations nationwide for a limited time starting September 3rd. So something to look forward to, folks.
Andrew, you're a no?
I'm a no.
Why?
I don't know if I would like lime gelato.
I'm surprised they didn't make it like a sorbet or something.
Yeah, I think you should have done it like an Italian ice. That would have been awesome.
They've had a frozen Baja Blast for some time.
Yeah, I'm with you, Andrew. I'm not so sure I'm on the gelato train.
Yeah.
I would be on the frozen version of it, and, you know, like Italian ice would be phenomenal.
The frozen version's fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly acceptable.
Jimmy John's is introducing some new Mediterranean wraps for a limited time this summer. They come in two varieties, the Mediterranean chicken wrap and the Mediterranean veggie wrap. They're also introducing new pita Jimmy chips, the chain's first ever pita chip, served with Sabra roasted red pepper hummus.
I would like to have the Jimmy chips.
Yeah, I would like to try the pita chips. Yeah.
That hummus. They have that at Schnucks.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah. So the Mediterranean version of the sandwich just means like Greek seasoning or like a dressing type thing.
Threw it in the recycling.
Because I mean, the rest of the ingredients are probably going to be this, unless they're putting olives or something.
Yeah,
on.
Probably feta, maybe some olives.
Roasted
some
chicken,
garlic oil,
hummus, feta, olives, cucumbers, onions, tomatoes, lettuce.
That sounds really good to me.
Yeah, it does
Really, but Andrew and I talk about fast food a lot, on and off the air. He brought up such a great point when it comes to the Jimmy John's wraps. As good as I think they look, the Jimmy John's bread is so delicious that I just can never see myself straying from that whenever I go there. So I'll probably never try the wraps.
And, I mean, Mediterranean wraps are very good, but they really need to have that delicious pita bread. And I just don't. And Jimmy wraps, if I recall correctly, are basically just sort of a tortilla.
Yeah, pitas are a tortilla. Gift from the gods.
Yeah.
Wendy's is launching a $1 Honey Buddy deal. What's a Honey Buddy, you ask?
I do.
What's a Honey Buddy?
A breaded all-white meat chicken breast topped with a sweet and creamy maple honey butter sandwiched between a fluffy buttermilk biscuit.
Boom. Yes.
This is a deal that you can get in the app now through September 1st. Just log into the app and create an account on Wendy's.com, then navigate to the offers section and select the $1 breakfast sandwich with any purchase deal and add a Honey Buddy and another item to your cart.
Boom.
I don't like sweet and meat.
Oh, it's so good, Sue.
No, I can't do it.
Have you had a candied bacon, so to speak?
No. Okay. Not
sweet teriyaki?
No.
She's telling us how she feels, and we're like, well, maybe she would this.
Surely you haven't thought of.
Sue just did the DeSantis face.
I'm not going to eat.
He just did the tongue thing. You went,
not hungry. So we've been talking about the McDonald's $5 meal deal and how well it's done. They are now extending the $5 meal deal at most U.S. locations into August because it has been such a success. And about 93% of McDonald's restaurants voted in favor of this plan to extend it. So
imagine
stay
that
on the menu a little
cheaper
longer.
Food appeals to people.
Shock.
Who would have thunk it?
I've been getting those McDonald's meals.
Yeah, what's that?
What do you think?
They're good.
Yeah,
they're fine. They're not I would like it to be a slightly better deal, but it's not bad. It's not a bad deal.
I mean, it's $5, right?
Yeah.
Do they still do the fresh quarter pounder with cheese? You know what I mean? That was a thing for a while. Oh, gosh. Well, okay. Non-frozen meat? Remember for a while it was that? I think it probably still is.
I'm pretty sure it's still.
Okay, they never took it back.
Yeah, I'm not certain if their quarter pounders are frozen or not.
Yeah, that would be weird to be like, it's fresh now, and then take away the freshness. It's kind of like when they're like, now we're using real chicken.
Yeah,
like, what were you using before? Yes,
that was not the strongest ad campaign, no. I felt.
No, you were right.
Hardee's is introducing the new Frisco BLT burger and chicken sandwich. The Frisco BLT Angus burger features a quarter-pound Angus beef patty served with two layers of bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayo on toasted sourdough bread. And the BLT hand-breaded chicken sandwich is a crispy fried buttermilk chicken breast filet served with two layers of bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayo on toasted sourdough bread. Wow. Yum, yum. Love Hardee's.
I do like a BLT.
Sourdough is good, too.
Mm.
One more fast food news story here. Panera, also known as St. Louis Bread Company to people from this area.
To smart people.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, to people who know better. They have added new spicy sandwiches and avocado toast. Actually, a little surprised that they didn't offer avocado toast prior to this.
Yeah. Right.
It comes in classic avo and garden avo. The garden avo adds slices, tomatoes, and garlic aioli to the classic Ooh. Avocado toast and costs just $4.49.
That's actually a good deal.
Okay.
It is. It's not bad because people always make the joke that like millennials can't buy houses because we buy too much avocado toast. Not this toast. It's nice and cheap.
All right, coming up on 3 o'clock here on DGS. Last segment with Sue. So you're going to go geek out on the Olympics tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else going on the weekend?
Let's see. I don't think so. Mainly that. Once they start, then I just really like them.
When you guys watch them, do you really, really get into it, or is it kind of like casual?
No, you got to get into it. It's a lot more fun if you get. It's like any other sport. The more into it you are, the more fun it is to watch.
Although I will admit too, you know, if you sit down and eat a sandwich for lunch and handball is on, I'm not necessarily going to be totally into it. So I do a little bit of both. But I really like, you know, the stuff that you really like. Yeah, you got to get into it.
Yeah. As I was just asking you guys this, I just a friend of mine, one of my college teammates, he tweeted a picture of himself at the Barcelona Olympics because he was on the U.S. Olympic baseball team that year.
Oh, that's nice.
How cool would that be to have been an Olympian, though? Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm telling war stories when I said I covered the Olympics in 2000.
Right. But that is pretty cool, Kevin.
But it is. No, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
It is absolutely cool. And if you had asked me as a kid, like, if you could be on the Olympic baseball team, I'd have been like, oh, my God, that would have been a dream. Alas, not good enough. But going and experiencing it is pretty cool.
You went to a petting zoo with kangaroos.
Yeah. So we went to Sydney. That was where I went. I went to the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. And we got there, I think, 3 days early or 3 or 4 days before the Olympics started because we needed to get set up and make sure all our stuff worked and all that. And we had a couple days where we had free time. So we went to, I forget the name of it. It was it's a zoo, but it's not huge. It's not like the St. Louis Zoo, but it was a zoo at the foot of the Black Mountains just outside of Sydney. And they had normal zoo exhibits. You walk around and they had dingoes and they had it was all Australian animals. It wasn't really much anything else. And yeah, there's a petting zoo and you walk into the petting zoo and instead of goats, it was little wallabies and
that's
kangaroos.
So cute.
That's cool.
The little guys. You can't be with the big guys. The big guys are dangerous.
They're going to hit you.
But I mean, even if they even just messing around, they can hurt you. And that's one of the things that they're telling you, like, don't approach any. You know, well, like we're in the city. We're not going to see any kangaroos. We weren't in the outback. You know, we weren't out in the middle of the country. But
the dingo didn't eat your baby.
No dingoes. But the petting zoo was surreal. Like you walk in and you're just like, there's little guys, little wallabies, just like
that is so
hopping
cool.
up to you because they want you. It's like goats. You feed them. You feed them the little treats that you can buy. You got to feed a koala.
Oh,
they're pretty. They're cute, but they're boring. They don't do anything.
I don't care. I just want to walk around anything. Like,
what
like
do you
a
want
baby.
Them to do?
Yes.
But no, I mean they just kind of sit around
shoe?
Like you know wallabies and they hop around and they move and koalas are just like chill. It's like don't want to move a lot.
Kevin's poking a koala with a stick. Like do
yeah,
something.
Do something.
Come on,
bad kitty. Move around. Yeah, one of the things we had to learn when we were going though was like all the things to be aware of, like all of the things that can kill you,
such as
like funnel web spider. Super venomous.
Wait, what are you saying? Funnel web?
Funnel web spider.
I'm
yep.
looking at
it. You can Google that. They have black widows. They have tarantulas. They have every kind of the most poisonous venomous snakes you can think of.
Ew.
Scorpions.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. And the and like you think of like the brown recluse and you know how the damage they can do, the funnel web spider can kill you. Like it,
good
it's,
lordy.
Yeah. So they were always like, when we're going, like, shake your shoes out, check them. And we were in a new building, so we didn't really have to worry about it. The building we were in was built for the Olympics, so it was not like old where the creepy crawlies could have, like, invaded and found their space and then get into yours. It was, our place ended up being really, you know, clean of that stuff. We didn't see anything at all crawling around in there. But yeah, if you go out, like, they, you know, you got sharks in the ocean. You got to be careful when you're swimming in the ocean there. They have saltwater crocodiles, which are both inland and out in the ocean. They can go, they're salties, that's what they call them, and they can go, and they'll eat you. Everything wants to eat you in Australia.
Good grief.
Yeah. You just got to be prepared for it.
Did you see any of these things? Funnel, witches, spiders?
Not out in the open, no. No, we saw them at the zoo.
Yeah.
Like, they had all of them on display there. But thankfully, the building we were in was so new that we didn't have to worry about that stuff.
Man.
But, yeah, I mean, literally, you think of anything that can kill you, it lives in Australia.
I'm really fascinated by the Olympic Village. Follow Coco Gauff on TikTok.
Yeah, and she's great.
She's awesome, and she got to be one of the flag bearers in the opening ceremony. But she posted a TikTok yesterday just kind of showing, like, their quarters in the village, and, like, all of Team USA, the tennis team, went to, like, the Team USA store, and they got so much swag. So fun. It just looks... And it's really cool, too, to see, like, these elite athletes staying in these, like, twin-size beds and stuff. Like, they're all kind of equal for
they made them really tiny.
Did
we talk about why they did that?
Why did they? I assume space.
No.
The rumor is so people won't have sex in the beds.
Oh,
they're trying to discourage that, but also not just interaction, but interaction that includes more than two people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which I feel like if you made it to the Olympics and that's one of your goals, like the tiny bed isn't going to stop you.
You've earned it, yeah.
Well, jeez, all right.
No, the stories are around the Olympics are like, yeah, that's a big thing. The sex part's a really big thing.
But wouldn't you want to be well rested, too?
Yeah, but a lot of people, like, they're done in the first few days.
Well, I mean, when it is your time, you want a bed that you can sleep in, you know?
Oh, no, that's true. You know, you're right. The beds don't look very comfortable.
That's what I mean. If they're uncomfortable, is that going to bring me up to my Olympic best? I don't know.
I was listening to a piece this morning on the Olympics, and Steph Curry has never been on Team USA before. This is his first year.
I love this.
And he was talking about how humbling it is, and I'm like, it's humbling for Steph Curry to be on the team. Like, but he just talks about, you know, like having the USA across your chest, and it's just such an honor, and you're on the same level as like all these other people from other countries. It's just really, really cool.
Love that.
Yeah, one of the cool things I've seen, just videos of, didn't get to see it in person, but like when all the NBA stars go, like they go to different events and they cheer on the other American athletes and then they'll hang with them and stuff. I mean, those guys are, you know, like LeBron James is worldwide superstar.
Yeah.
And you can be amongst the best in your sport and other things, be the best in the world, and you don't have that recognition. But those guys recognize ability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they don't
do.
Really seem to care like what the sport is or whatever. They like to go out and participate.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we saw some of that in 2000. When he would go out to the events, like there were a bunch of the basketball players at the women's soccer gold medal match between the United States and China, which was fantastic.
Wow, that's really cool.
That one was one of the best ones I've ever been to was that match.
Well, you can always tell a USA basketball player, I'm sure, no matter where you are
they stand out. So one of the cool things that we got to do, yes, they do. Basketball players in general stand out.
Yes.
They don't have to be from the U.S.
Well, that's true.
We were in the casino when we were in Sydney one night. Me and my buddy Scott Fransky, who is the play-by-play guy for the Phillies on the radio. We were the reporters there, and we were out at the casino, and we were playing blackjack with the New Zealand men's basketball team.
That's so fun.
And they walked in, and we're like, oh my God, those guys are definitely basketball players. And they sit down, and we start talking to them, and they're like, yep, they're the New Zealand basketball team. They're all like 6'9".
I love that.
And I think they broke into the haka right there in the middle of the casino to entertain everybody. You ever seen that?
I have no idea what you just said.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.